Amanda Hesser knew we were coming, so as the old song goes, she baked a cake.
We're making dumpit cake, chocolate dumpit cake.
It's a favorite family recipe from her mother.
It's a very approachable, lovable cake.
And it's a cake that can fool you.
It tastes and it looks like a really fancy cake, and it's actually made with completely ordinary ingredients.
Amanda Hesser is 31. She's a food writer for the New York Times. She spends a lot of time eating fussy meals in fancy restaurants. But it's simple food, no-stress food, that's become the backbone of her kitchen repertoire. Food like the dumpit cake, the cake her mother would make for all four Hesser kids' birthdays.
When my mother used to make this cake, she always baked really late at night and after we were in bed. And so I have, you know, the memories of this cake, you know, sort of start in the middle of the night. If you woke up, you could smell it. The house sort of smelled of this cake. And then in the morning when we were having breakfast, she would ice it.
Well, let's make a cake.
Okay.
We're cooking in Amanda's kitchen in her and her husband Tad's apartment in Brooklyn Heights. He's Mr. Latte in her new book of essays and recipes called Cooking for Mr. Latte. It's the story of their courtship as told through food. Their kitchen has cherry cabinets, marble counters, a gleaming Viking stove. Amanda drops four squares of unsweetened baker's chocolate into a saucepan. You don't need to hunt for a pencil. In a little while, we'll tell you how to get the complete recipe. In go 2 cups of sugar, a stick of butter, and a cup of water. She puts the saucepan on the stove over medium heat.
So now I'm going to move on to the flour.
The flour is sifted with baking soda, baking powder, and salt. Next, back at the stove, Amanda whisks the chocolate mixture until it's silky and emulsified.
I thought about trying to reconfigure the recipe, but in a weird way, I don't want to improve the recipe.
You don't want to touch it.
I don't want to touch it. So here we go. It's sort of coalesced into a chocolate sauce.
Amanda Hesser didn't set out to be a foodie. She studied finance in college, started working at a restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and fell in love with food. Europe called. She baked pretzels in Germany, tossed pizzas in Rome, shaped baguettes in Paris. She trained at the famous La Varenne Cooking School. But after all that, it's recipes like this one, simple and full of family history, that she comes back to. Amanda calls this dumpit cake part of her stable of favorites, the recipes that represent who she is, what she finds pleasurable, how she lives.
You know, it was sort of hard at first because I had all these recipes in my head, kind of swimming around my head, and it was sort of like making your family photo albums. It's like it forces you to toss out those like bad, unfocused photos and really only keep the good, you know, sift through them to find the really good ones. And it's a little bit like writing a life history for yourself.
Now, time to start the icing. Nestle's chocolate chips.
You can never go wrong with too many chocolate chips.
Melted slowly in a double boiler. As the chips soften and ooze, Amanda checks the temperature of the other chocolate for the cake batter by plunging her index finger into the pan.
It's like hot bath water.
And that's just about right. So it's time to add a cup of milk that's been stirred together with vinegar and allowed to curdle.
So the milk has curdled in this very unattractive way. You can see there's little, it's kind of lumpy, almost like there's cottage cheese stirred in there. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm. And that's a good sign.
That's a perfectly good sign.
She whisks out the lumps. In go 2 eggs, ideally a little bit at a time.
Although sometimes they just leap out like that. There goes one.
Whisked in fast so they don't cook.
Now I'm going to add the flour mixture a little bit at a time. I sort of tap it in. This is where you really don't want lumps.
Here's where patience, I guess, pays off. I mean, I would have been inclined probably to dump it. It is called a dumpit cake, to dump it fairly quickly right in there. And you're doing it just a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
When it's all smooth and shiny.
Oops, kind of an intentional oops. I always add a little bit more vanilla and a little bit more salt.
Amanda pours the batter into a buttered and floured tube pan.
Now this is why it's called the dumpit cake, because we're going to dump the batter into the cake pan. I mean, there's really nothing delicate about this at all. You don't have to arrange the batter, it just pours right in, it's so liquid.
It'll bake for 30 minutes at 375.
There we go.
While the cake is cooking, Amanda finishes the icing, the melted chocolate chips, cooled, and sour cream, both at room temperature. Two ingredients, that's it.
What's really great about this is that by adding sour cream, you get this tanginess, which when you have a really rich icing, it's really nice to have that contrast and the acidity in there, because it sort of has a way of deceiving your palate and making you feel like it's a little bit lighter than it actually is. And it also just adds like another layer of flavor, another, you know, bit of complexity, so that it's not just this chocolate bomb.
Not just sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
Amanda leans close over the bowl as she stirs, watching to make sure the icing isn't getting grainy. It's turning into a luscious, chestnut-colored goop. The heady scent of the baking cake wafts through the apartment.
This cake my mother made for Tad's birthday. It was early on in our relationship. You know, Tad had the cake once before, so he was very excited. But I was extremely excited because I could tell that the fact that my mother made this for his birthday was a sign that she had accepted him and, you know, was embracing him as a member of our family. I think that's the nice part of, you know, cooking for people is that you are able to express things that you wouldn't necessarily say.
The cake, dark and glossy, comes out of the oven. When it's cooled, Amanda slices it into two layers. The icing goes on in thick dollops.
The icing is what makes this cake, and you want to have it so that when someone takes a bite of the cake, no matter which angle they're coming in from, they get a little bit of the icing in each bite.
The Dumpit cake is forgiving, Amanda says. You can't really mess it up.
I mean, it's a great cake to have in your cooking repertoire because it is so simple and is a real crowd pleaser. And I mean, this is the kind of thing you could make with a child.
A very patient child.
Yeah.
And it is delicious, dense and rich, with the counterpoint tang of the sour cream.
Tastes like it should.
Does it taste like home?
It does, yeah. You know, we even used to eat this for breakfast. And my mother would put it in the refrigerator so the icing would sort of firm up and then it kind of melts in your mouth. Oh, it's really a nutritious breakfast. Starts the day with a bang.
The recipe for Judith Hesser's chocolate Dumpit cake can be found in her daughter Amanda Hesser's book, Cooking for Mr. Latte.